Torah tells us that this very terrible Rasha, Bilam, and this terribly base individual, terrible Rasha, Bilam and Balak combined to plot to curse Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, what does that mean? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Bilam curse Klal Yisrael? And the Gemara says, in general, every single day there's an Idin Rizqa. There's a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. And Balak hired Bilam, and Bilam is going to harness that one millisecond in order to curse Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, from the first source in front of you. Everyone has a source sheet for the Parsha? No, you don't. You're sure you don't have? Jeremy, do you have any? Your friend? Yeah. Says the Gemara, V'kama rega, how much is a second, a millisecond? Echad mechameshes ribu, v'shmonis alafim, v'shmonim meos, v'shmonim, v'shmonim b'sha'a. 158,888 of a second, which is approximately 1/100th of a second. 158,888 of an hour, which is approximately 1/100th of a second if you do the math. 1/100th of a second every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. Vizuhi Rega, that's the Rega that Bilam was going to harness to crush Klal Yisrael. The Ein Kol Bria Beria Yochol Luchavin Ososha. No one knows when that second is. Chutz mi Bilam Arasha, that was Bilam's talent. Bilam knew when to find that second, that Hashem would be upset, and use that to curse Klal Yisrael. Tichsiv Bei, Yodea Das Elyon. He knows the machinations of the world. He knows how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and he's able to find that millisecond to curse. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, Das Elyon? Hashda Das Behem Tovav Yodea, Das Elyon Yodea. He didn't know what a donkey was saying to him. He didn't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Elam Lamed, what was his kah? She Yodea L'chavin La'osa Shah, he knew to find that second that Hashem gets angry. And this Gemara, although it's a Gadata, is analyzed by Tosos. So Tosos, I don't understand. Viv Tomar, the next source, Mahayocha Lomar, Bosa Regra, Lomar, Bishas Regra. What could a person say in a millisecond? Certainly not all the klalos that were turned into brachos. What could Bilam have said? Says Tosos, two answers. First verse is, Yesh lomar kalim. He could have just said, kalim, destroy them. One quick word, kalim. And therefore, that would have been enough to destroy Klal Yisrael. Reminiscent, Mahavdil, keeping with the theme this week. They say before the days of email that the shortest letter in the world ever was written by Victor Hugo when he composed his play, Les Miserables, before it was on Broadway. This is in the early days. He went to the French Riviera for the summer to vacation, and he mailed his publisher, he was a character, so he mailed his publisher a letter, all he did was write a question mark. And he wanted to know, how are sales going? The publisher, not to be outdone, was also a character, so he mailed back, exclamation point. Nowadays, people do that in text messages all the time. Yeah. But that was his, that was their chav. That was pretty quick. That was Rega. So, Lahavdil, Bilam was able to be mechavin kalim. That's it. That would be his whole kvala. Is the Das Akinim Valley of Tosfos, right here, that shot when it says later on, when Moshe Rabbeinu is reminding us what happened with Klal Yisrael in Sefer Dvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us what happened in our sojourn in the wilderness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that we were assaulted by Bilam. Hashem turned the klalos into brachos. Hashem turned it over. Says the Asakenim, Hashem turned it around. That's why one of the brachos is Hashem Elokav Vimo. Usruas, what's the next word? Melech bo. What's melech? Kalim backwards. Kalim reversed. Kalim, melech. So that's the din, and that's shot. Because Hashem turned it around literally, turned Kalein into a bracha, into Melech. The next Teretz of Tosus is Inami, Miachash Hayamazka Lekalos of Ososha Hayamazik Rafiu Akrakach. No. Everything goes based upon the beginning. Once Bilam started, he could have given Kalos to his heart's content. Once he was able to harness that 1 second in creation, that Hashem is angry every day, he could have started then and kept on talking. And the Gemara says, Hashem's bracha was Hashem didn't get angry those days. Hashem didn't get angry at all, Bilam had no Pesach to curse us. It says, Tosfos in the second Teretz wasn't just Kalein, he could have said a lot of Kalos, Rachman al-Islam. But it goes based on the start. It says, Doruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Tefillah, preceded by other Achronim, earlier postim, as well as an independent idea that Avnei Nezer quotes as well, that this Tosos is Halacha L'maisa. If a person sees that Zman Kriyat Shema is approaching, and he has only 2 minutes to daven Kriyat Shema, or a minute to daven Kriyat Shema, or he sees Zman Tefillah is approaching, he has a minute to daven Tefillah, he has two choices. He can either start Tefillah now and really do it quickly, but still not going to make it, even 1 minute, or you can daven Tashlumin until the time is finished. Says the Aruch HaShulchan L'maisa, and preceded by other Achronim, among them this Avnei Nezer Netshuva, that a person should start beforehand. Because we see from Tosfos that if a person would start a Klala earlier, it would count even after the time is up. Alachas Kama V'Kama, Mida Tova Kfula. How Mida Tova is even better. So Tefillah, Tzalkadosh Baruch Hu, a person can start right away and continue even after the Zman is over. And that they quote this, the Avnei Nezer quotes this not just from Nidre, but Nistar apparently. The Arizal said the same thing was true, and this is, the Arizal, this is not just a Melitza. The Arizal understood how the world works. Says the Arizal, the same thing is true with the person who is saying Tehillim after davening. The Arizal understood that there's a certain Koach HaTfila, Tfila has B'shas Tfila. But if a person stays in Shul after davening and says Tehillim, that is the same Ashpah as the Tfila. There's no more Tzibur there, it's not considered part of the actual davening. Same idea, once you start it, you're allowed to continue. Right, so that's what Aruch Shulchan is saying. You don't need to. You say you don't know. You can say the radio is davening. There's no need to have any. Exactly. It says Rav Avadi Yosef in a tshuva l'maisa, the minhag is not to pass from this way, for the simple reason, or no simple reason. There are many reasons. Rav Avadi always quotes all the reasons, but what's one reason to say? Because ein lemeidim in adada. We can't pass from halacha from adadata, and therefore, even though it might be tosus chen in adadata, we can't use it halacha l'maisa. Same idea, perhaps. We don't learn from Adadata. The Rav also was the Litvak. The Briskers don't like learning from Adadata for Halacha Maisa. Hashtraf you can learn, but not necessarily Halacha. Well, I see Rav Willard sometimes says it's not such a, he's not so skeptical, because he says, Maisa, this idea is found earlier in the Gaonim. Not necessarily with the Raya from Tosaf, but the idea of being able to be Maslil, since it's found in the Gaonim, Yeshem Lila Smoch. Often, when does it happen sometimes? Today. Friday afternoon. The minute of Shuls, for some reason, is as early as it's supposed to start. They always start for a late Shabbos, too close to Shtia, and the Chazan maybe, and maybe sometimes the whole Tzibur, the davening start before Shtia, the davening after Shtia. So at least they have this Aruch HaShulchan and other posts to rely on the Yedid.
Do you have to start Kriyat Shema, or you start Tefillah by Brachas?
No, I think it means, I think, yeah, it's interesting. According to the Arizal, maybe it should have been anything, because he even says Tefillah, but the Aruch HaShulchan means that Mitzvah, that Kriyat Shema, or Shema, that is that Mitzvah. That's one halakha that arguably we learn from Kriyat Shema. We learn about Kriyat Shema from Bilam. But an unrelated idea, the Gemara says that Parshas Bilam was so important, they would have included it in Kriyat Shema itself. Again, not for the same reason that we're talking about as far as Bilam. That's just one interesting halakha l'maisa issue as far as Bilam, from the Kalos of Bilam. But says the Gemara, Maseches Brachos, of Yud Beis, in the third source in front of you. Amar Rav Yivo bar Zutrasi, Amar Rav Yudah bar Zvida. Bichshu l'tvoa parshas Balak b'Kriyat Shema. They wanted to institute parshas Balak of all parshios in Kriyat Shema. In fact, it was so important, would have been there. B'pnei ma lo kavua. Why didn't they include it? Mishum Tariach Tibur. Tibur. Kriya Shema itself is three parshas. To add a parsha from Parshas Balak, but it made it four parshas, would be too long. Says the Gemara. Is long. So it depends. Depends on what they were including. Says the Gemara, my time up. Why? It's very beautiful brachos, but what's so important for us to say every day? Says the Gemara, ilei mishuduk sevei kel motziyam mitzrayim. If it's because it's also Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we know we have to say, and then it would really replace the third parsha. Says the Gemara, leima parshas ribis or parshas mishkalos duk sevei Yitzias Mitzrayim. Many times in the Torah it says, "Ani Yeshua take Moshe Yitzias Mitzrayim." Yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned many times. So why parshas Bilam dafka instead of something else? So the Gemara, that can't be the reason that we want to institute it in Kriya Shema. Elamai says the Gemara. Elam Rav Yossi Bar Oven. Yishum Dixiv Bei Hai Kruk. It says in this parsha, the following pasuk, Kara Shechav Kari Uklavi Miyitimenu. That Klal Yisrael lies down like a lion, and like a young lion, who could wake him up? Says the Marsha, what's the significance of this parsha, specifically for Kriya Shema? Says the Marsha, another halachic idea it seems that we learned from Parshas Bilam. The Marsha explains, this tells us the din, it sounds like he's saying a din daraisa, that a person has to wake up for his man Kriya Shema and say Kriya Shema Lelayla. Because we're learning from this halach ma'isa, says the Marsha. On this from our brachas of Yud Beis and Yud Beis. Kara Shachav. Kari goes down, lies down like a lion, which means with Zrizus, after he says Priyashma and Kulavi, like a young lion, he wakes up. We wake up with Zrizus to say Priyashma. Says the Marsha, that's the Pshat. Pshat is, this is reminding us to have Zrizus to say Priyashma. And Lachor referring to that, that means he's saying that's the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk, it sounds like, which means it's the Dinda Raisa to have Zrizus to Priyashma, it sounds like. Not only the idea of saying Priyashma, but the Zrizus aspect sounds like it's a Dinda Raisa. That's Marsha saying that's Pshat in the Pasuk. However, even though the Marsha seems to say he's saying Pshat in Rashi, L'chora, from Riata, I would have thought to say that the Marsha's Pshat L'chud, but Rashi on the Daf does not say that exact Pshat. It says Rashi on the Daf, the last source in front of you. Karash Shachav, what does it mean? The dummy, L'vishach Pecha Uv Kumecha. It's just like the words, L'vishach Pecha Uv Kumecha, but not the words, L'vishach Pecha Uv Kumecha, that remind us that we have L'chiv say Kriya Shema when you go to Simpin when we wake up. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Sha'achadosh Baruch Hu shomrenu, v'shachveinu, uv'kumeinu. Hashem watches us, both when we go to sleep, when we wake up. L'shkav, shlavim, u'shteitim, we go to sleep peacefully and quietly. Kari, u'chulavi. Like a lion, like a young lion. The lion sleeps tonight. No one's going to get upset. The lion is very quiet. No one is going to have any chutzpah to go to the lion. The lion, king of the jungle, says Rashi, that's Klal Yisrael. The lion's asleep. The lion's not afraid of anyone. There is security when the lion goes to sleep, and there's complete, simple security when Klal Yisrael goes to sleep. Because we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So does Rashi seem to say that the intent is to remind us to say Kriya Shema? Yes, the first three words, Dami v'shachlev v'kumecha, seem to remind us about Kriya Shema. But then Rashi seems to be telling us something deeper. The parshios of Bilam, this pasuk, Karash Shachav Kari, remind us that we have security in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. The question is, of all things, it's a very beautiful idea. But what mandates it to be said in Kriya Shema? Why is it such an integral part of what we say every morning and every night? Well, this idea of Rashi, that we have to remind ourselves not just that we have a Kriya Shema, but that we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us day and night, is really hinted to on the same daf, on the earlier Amud. Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, the Sechiv say Brichas Kriya Shema, Emes V'yatziv in the morning, and Emes V'emunah at night. What's the difference between Emes V'Yatziv? During the day we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is true and strong, secure, and at night we say Emes V'Emunah. Rashi explains the brachos, and this is enhanced by Rashi as well in Tehillim. Perek Tzadi Beis, we have a slightly different understanding of Laila and Boker. The pasuk says we're going to say tonight, Mr. Shul Yom HaShabbos, Tov Odos L'Hashem L'Zayim L'Shem Chalayon L'Hadid B'Boker Chastecha B'Monos HaBalelos. In Boker, we talk about Chesed. Hashem is obvious Chesed. But in Lailos, it's Emunah. So Rashi explains in the Gemara in Brachos what that means is the days represent the times of Geula. The theme of the Berachos Kriyas Shema is Geula. And at night represents Golos. And therefore we have Chesed Yom Mitzav Chasto. We have Hashem is Chesed during the day, that's during Golos, and during Geula. And at night represents the Golos. Deep Golos, we have that idea of Emunah. But if you look in Rashi and Tehillim on the Pasuk of V'hadid B'Baruch Chasdecha V'Nosav Alelos, it's not clear that Rashi necessarily means national Geula. There's another dimension, and this is Darshanim explain all the time. The people in life have two different times. There's times of Galus, times of Geula. Times when everything is going beautifully, people feel like their learning is going well, their personal life is going well, Parnassus is going well, life is going well, social things are going well. That's times of Boker. When things are Boker, Yomam Yitzav HaChasto, we can see Hashem as Chesed B'chush. We have to thank Hashem for the Chesed. But often in life, there are vicissitudes. Things go up and things go down. Says David HaMelech in Tehillim, Emunos HaBalelos. During the times where there's Lelos in life, we talk about Emunah. We realize that who is behind us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there, indeed, we can see the Chesed B'chush. There we have the Emunah. That's why we have Emes V'Yatziv in the morning, which represents the personal Geula, as Rashi says in Tehillim. That's Yom. Yom for each person are the parts of life which are glowing, which are shining, which are besimcha. There we have V'Yatziv. We know we can trust in Hashem. We see Hashem B'chush. But at night, the Lailos, it's Emunas L'Lailos, Emes V'Emunah. In the darker times of a person's life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just as much there, but it's time of Emunah. A time focusing on Hashem with Emunah, even though we can't see it B'chush. Whoever doesn't say this Emes V'Yatziv as part of Hashkafa, when things are there, I thank Hashem. When things are not there, I thank Hashem. Both of those ideas, says the Gemara, well, yesterday Chavasa, when it's not Yosei. That's because Kriyas Shema, says the Gemara, according to Rashi, that's part of Kriyas Shema itself. Kriyas Shema is said both B'shachkecha when you go to sleep, Laila, Kumecha when you wake up, Parshas Bilam, Parshas Balak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, whether we go to sleep or we wake up, whether it's a time of life in which things are darker, or a time of life that things are brighter. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Talmud Torah, that Ikra Talmud Torah Belaila. The main part of Talmud Torah is Belaila, and the Rambam quotes a strange pasuk. One of the pasukim the Rambam quotes is Kumi Roni Belaila. Kumi Roni Belaila? Where's the pasuk from? Eicha. So Rona, Rina is Utfila, Rina is Torah. Kumi Roni Belaila? L'Rosh HaShmaros Shitzlich HaMayim Livet Chanoch B'nei Hashem Yerushalayim Chai Yisrael Mourn the Aveilos HaChorban Kumi Roni Balayla. And the Rambam quotes other psukim as well that Laila is the Ikra's man of Talmud Torah. So first, a simple pshat in the Rambam is that well, every Laila the nights were created in order to help a person learn Torah because then there's no things that a person has to do before the internet, before cell phones, before lights, people had no more business. They could just learn Torah. That's the Pashup Shah. Even the post right, even when there's nights like in the summer that are very late, they throw in a little Torah, because Laila is traded for Torah. But on another level, the Rambam also is telling us that Torah is the key, whether it's a time of Emes V'Yatziv, a time of life where things are going simply, or Emes V'Emunah, a time of life where things are going much more difficultly. Well, if Laila is created, despite the difficulties a person has, to still be kaveh itim Torah. To make sure despite everything that's going on, a person can learn Torah. Not only is Torah something which is a chiv at night, chiv even in darker times, but as David HaMelech writes, that's the key. It's the only way to deal with it. Something the Rambam writes, the Rambam had a brother, Reb David, who passed away when he was young. There was a calamity at sea, and Reb David just was swallowed up. He drowned at sea, and the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, 6 years later, he was distraught over this. Says the Rambam, what helped me keep my sanity? What helped me not go crazy, says the Rambam in the Tshuva? What helped me stay myself is that I had the Torah, the Chachma and the Torah to keep me balanced. The Rambam, when people talk about it as having no emotion, just din, this Rambam says the only way I was able to maintain myself was by having Torah. So Torah is the anchor. Torah helps us, both Adib Rochas, Chastecha, and Emunas Chavavilas. And as we approach the time, Rechman Otzlan, Klai Yisrael has the Avelos HaChurban. We always recall during the Avelos HaChurban, the Crusades, some of the Tinos we say for the Crusades. And the Crusades are full with tragedy, but hope. How many times did the Rishonim, Rinatam, almost murdered by the Crusaders? The Mordechai, we quote the Mordechai almost every page in Beis Yosef Hilchos Avelos. Mordechai was murdered by the Crusaders. The Ri Azalkin had a son, Rav Elchanan, who was killed in the middle of Avodah Zarah, which is why Tosfos Rav Elchanan and Avodah Zarah is not finished. The Crusaders took some of the Bali Tosfos. The night, the Masorah we have is the night before they were killed. They learned Tosfos Nirmas L'Para in Baba Kama. That's what they were doing the night before they were killed. Klai Yisrael is the Masorah, despite tragedy, that the way we have L'Hadid B'Rech HaStecha and in Wilson Balelos is Pumironi Balaila. Indeed, even with terrible things, we have the Rina of Torah Hashem, even Balelos. Iker Torah, not only the times that things are going well, but Rachman Otzlan Balelos as well. And this idea is also conveyed in very beautiful words by the Chavetz Chaim in the other page that you should have in front of you. It says the Chavetz Chaim, Balak said, Tamas Nafshi Mos Yesharim, V'siach Risi Kamohu. Bilam wanted the simple way out. Says the Chavetz Chaim in beautiful words, especially for those of us that were in Hilchos Avelos during this time. How do we approach tragedy? Says Balak, says the Chavetz Chaim, Bilam Harasha, Maretzal Lechios Chayudi Mamin. Rak Nafshal Chashto Lomos Mos Yudi Neman. He didn't want to live the life of a Jew, he wanted to die as a Jew. What does it mean he wants to die as a Jew? Yan Chayi Yudi Amiti Enas Tudu Vashashanim. Rakotim Vechatz Chasim Zeruim Bedarko. It's a very tough place to be to listen to Torah mitzvos. Life sometimes gives us prohibitions. We can't eat certain things. We can't do certain things. Third line, Wilkin Amavis, says the Chavetz Chaim, that's not death. Hayudim Hamamin Yodea. Ki Amavis Hu Rak Ma'avar Mechayesho L'Chayolam. Death really is only the passing from Chayesho to Chayolam. Ma'amin Hu Bashras and Nefesh V'Scharvonish. We believe that the Nefesh is eternal. V'Shvil Zeh Jewish people that are Yerushalayim are not so afraid of death. We learn Hilchos Avelos, part of Torah that we learn. We wanted to die like a Jew. Aber, says the Chavetz Chaim Yiddish, Aber is nishtein kunz to starben v'yayid. It's not a kunz to die like a Jew. The aggressor kunz is like to leben al yaren v'yayid. It's much harder to live one's life like a Jew. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Bilam wants an easy way out. He realized how we value life like we learn Hilchos Doses. We realize when a person dies, okay, that's if a person does Torah mitzvahs, a person prepares oneself for that. However, Bilam said, no, I don't want to live like a Jew, I want to die like a Jew. Jews can die with serenity, because Jews have this beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We realize it's really passing from Chai Yishah to Chai Olam. That's what Bilam wanted to harness. He wanted to have that ability to live like a guy, but still die like a Jew. Very beautiful idea of when we were in Hilchos Avelos, to realize Hilchos Avelos is a part of Torah. And for a Jew, indeed, death is a tragedy, but taken within stride because of the overall hashrafa that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Bilam missed. But more than that, not only is the Chavetz Chaim's idea true, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything in life, and a person does life, works in life to Torah mitzvos, that's Charbonish. More than that, as the Gemara tells us, it's important for us to instill in our hearts. We had to have men even in Kriyashma. The only reason it's not in Kriyashma is because of Tircha Tzibura. To realize we have both the Hadid Vorka Chazdecha in the times of Geula and also Emunah Malelos. Emes V'yatziv, Emes V'emunah. To focus on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, whether the times are simple, times are difficult, either way we have the bracha, that indeed we should all see. We should all have times that we're all happy, and it's always Emes V'yatziv. But we have both Kara Shachav Kari and Tuavi Mi Yikimeni.
I forgot what I said, but recently the fact that if you have a guy being assassinated, the more you want not to.